All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
See, why did he throw that fucking Tom in? Like a dickhead.
Why is he making it complicated?
This is fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay. This is an Aerosmith song. I'm pretty sure of it.
Baby, let me tell you what it's like. Well, I found you in the bathroom of a Denny's. You smell just like moons over Miami. Baby,
you make my eggs runny, baby.
Is it the lady? Is it the lady that works at the Denny's that he's seduced? So Aerosmith, they're off tour. Uh-huh. They're going between Denver and Tulsa.
Why have you chosen that particular location?
Whatever. And they go to the. Hey, bus driver, we gotta stop at a Denny's.
Sure thing, Aerosmith.
Whatever you say, Mr. Tyler.
Sure thing, Steven Tyler. Absolutely, my friend.
Joe Perry, are you gonna...
I want to get a moons over Miami too, Steven.
Okay, baby.
Hey, yeah, Steven, can we stay for a big old moons over Miami? I'm sorry, what did you say you needed to do? A crap? Like a poo-poo?
Like a poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo-poo. I need to do a poopy-poopy-poo-poo-poo, baby.
Oh, so okay. They go to Denny's. Aerosmith goes to Denny's, and the waitress comes over.
Hi, my name's Barbara. What are you guys going to have?
Oh, baby.
Actually, that's actually when it starts.
Oh, it's like a... Baby, you're driving me crazy.
Baby.
You're driving me crazy up the wall, baby.
You're showing me too many things on this menu. It's too hard to decide what to do.
Baby,
baby, baby.
Hey,
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. Can everybody just tell me what they want to order?
How many people do you have?
There's five members of Aerosmith, plus we have a 40-person tour crew. They're here,
but who gives a fuck about them, right?
You just need to feed everybody, I guess. And so, baby, you tell me what's your favorite thing on the menu, and that's what I'm gonna order.
Well, okay, will a booth or a table suffice? What's it going to be?
And the five members of Aerosmith can probably take one of your bigger booths, but the tour of the roadie crew, that's going to take the whole rest of the restaurant.
If you don't mind, do you have at least 400 seating available?
Yeah, that's like the capacity of the entire
thing.
I have
to talk to the manager. That might be a fire safety thing.
Do it, baby!
Yeah, if you want to go ask, and then when you get back... And baby, before you go to the manager, there's just one thing I want to say.
What is it, you fucking...
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, baby! You ask him.
Break it down, baby. I know the menu says, baby, that this particular scramble comes with a side of grits. That's not what I'm feeling tonight, sugar. I'm feeling like a meaty boy. That's right, I want bacon. Chocolate milk, but I'm feeling playful tonight, like a little kid. I want some chocolate milk, yeah.
Hey, it's me, Joe Perry. Sorry if I'm shredding too hard. I'll just have black coffee.
I've got a Moons Over My Hammy substitute bacon for grits. I've got a black coffee for Joe Perry. What does everybody else want?
Nothing for me.
Nothing for me. I'm not hungry. We're not hungry either. I don't want anything.
Can I get a water with ice?
Aerosmith.
I'm sorry. We don't fucking do that, okay?
Again, all of this was the prelude to Steven Tyler going,
baby!
Hang on, are you propositioning me for sex, Steven Tyler?
I was about to say, is this the stage where he got her in the bathroom? Like, he's finally convinced her, or was there something I missed?
No, she has to, I'll have to ask my manager.
Or is he singing to the toilet?
Hi, Ben?
What is it, Cindy?
So,
Cindy, I'm busy counting cards. Counting greeting cards and menus for customers that come into Denny's like a manager. Oh, I'm doing manager shit, Cindy.
I thought you were running a blackjack scheme, counting cards in the back room.
Nope, I'm doing pragmatic shit like a manager does. Cindy, no, time is of the essence.
Ben, the band Aerosmith, you know the rock band from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today?
Oh, Aerosmith, let me think about that. What did they sing? Did it go something like...
Crying when I met you. Now I'm dying to forget you.
Yeah, that's what they sounded like, Ben. That's exactly how you're good at that, by the way. It's weird that you had a full backing track ready to go.
Just
quick question. I'm sorry to bother you. The band Aerosmith, specifically the lead singer Steven Tyler, has requested a substitution on his order. Bacon instead of grits.
You know that.
And I have a follow up after that.
You know that changes the price, right? You know we can't do that.
It goes up 80 cents.
Did you tell them that?
No, but I think they are 100 millionaires, and that might be okay for them to...
Right. It's just that I have to put that down here.
On your
card. I have to make that change.
On your
greeting
card.
I have to make that call, and I have to explain that to
your boss. Yeah.
The district manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to ask where that 80 cents went.
It's for Aerosmith. Okay. Now, while you're mulling that over, that important choice, I have a second request that was made specifically by Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Oh, as if my brain isn't full of stress enough already.
I'm
as
so
a
sorry.
Manager.
I know, I'm so sorry. I know.
This really brings out the sass in me.
I know this is end of the month. It's end of the month and you've got to do all your counting.
I got to do all my manager counting.
Here, I know you're here inside the vault at Denny's, the man-sized vault.
Where we keep all the serviettes and the menus and all that shit. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
How did you find me down here?
So the other thing that he's asked for a special request is that I meet him in the bathroom and I think service him sexually. And I wasn't sure if that was against like a handbook or...
You mean like give him a fuck?
Yeah, like a hard fuck, like a hard rock fuck. Would you like to know specifically what he asked for?
Yeah, doobie-doo.
Yeah, that's what he asked me. That's okay. So can I go back to him and tell him that's cool or do I need to wait for my 15? Like, should I do it on my time?
You know that's going to come out of your salary.
Well, if I do it on my break, it shouldn't though, right?
If that's okay with you, you can give him a hard rock fuck.
Just a hard rock fuck. I feel like before they go to Tulsa, I mean, they're going from Denver to Tulsa and that's a hard stretch of road.
Okay. So... well, do you have everything you need?
What would I need?
Do you have your juice?
Oh, like to stay hydrated for the hard fucking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've got...
Do you have your water with ice?
I've got an orange juice and a water with ice, and I also I have put Canadian bacon in my bra.
Not so, what I was expecting.
So that my nipples taste like ham.
Okay, great.
The Denny's way. The Denny's way. Yeah.
Hammy. Yeah.
Yeah. Ham over my Mooney. It's... I put ham on my ass.
Do you have... Well, do you have sausage meat?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to substitute for bacon, but yeah. I'm just going to tell him you said it was fine.
Okay. Do you have runny eggs? You know, it's almost like you haven't given someone a hard fuck. Oh. Hello? We're busy.
Hey, it's me, Steven Tyler. Is Cindy Dunn back here? Because I'm ready to hard fuck.
Oh, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. You just walk around Denny's throwing your dick everywhere.
I'm strutting around with scarves on my mic stand.
Okay. Well, give him that hard fuck. He's looking for it. He's hollering at the door.
Hey, I just want to say this is excellent customer service.
I guess I'll go.
Oh, you can watch if you want to, baby. If you want to take pictures for the website or to hang in the lobby of this Denny's that says, you know, Aerosmith came here and fucked us. You know, that's fine. I'll sign the pictures if you want to. I don't care.
We're trying to encourage more people to order online. So maybe if they see your beef stick sliding into one of the local staff.
Well, I'm gonna substitute that beef stick for bacon!
Bacon!
Oh, yeah! Yeah, no, 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 no! Yeah, no, 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 no! Wow! Wow! We'll be right back.
wow, that was maybe the longest intro we've ever done. That was 20 minutes of Aerosmith.
Oh, man. I would argue that
fucking a Denny's waitress.
I would argue that Steve Tyler pretty much took over everything there. He waltzed straight into Denny's. He demanded
He's such an
that,
alpha.
He demanded...
He's such an alpha.
He wanted to fuck the meat off the arse of some chick.
Two things I want. I want...
There is no respect.
I don't want the meat that comes with this meal. I want different meat, and then I want my meat to fuck that waitress.
Is that on the menu?
Can I
Go
have that?
Go ask your manager.
Please?
Because clearly, your Denny's manager is the one that has full authority over your body.
Can I?
Whenever you walk in here.
When you sign
this
up...
This is the itties, right?
When you sign up to work at Denny's, yeah. When you sign up to work at Denny's, you release all body autonomy to your fucking guy, your manager.
It's the first
guy.
Thing it says. It says, if anyone wants a hard rock fuck in Denny's, you have to offer up your sweetmeats and
your seat treats.
Baby, are sweetmeats and seat treats on the menu? Baby!
It's kind of amazing how I feel like we completely nailed the Aerosmith sound there. It's lots of doobie doobie doos and whittly solos. And look, take Guns N' Roses.
Well, yeah,
like,
this is something that you've identified. I was just going to say, you've already identified this about Slash, that whereas he is rightfully considered a guitar icon, that you can nail him down to like three tricks.
Yeah. It's pentatonic licky boys and... You know, halftime ballads, things like that. That's fine.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of innovation going on in the Slash repertoire.
It's probably unfair to say because he is, well, like you just said, he's considered a god, a guitar god.
And let's go icon.
Is he one of the...
Before we go god, let's go icon.
Is he... I guess he's the first guy that actually sounds like him. You know what I mean?
Is he...
What do you think?
Is there... Okay. When did they get their start?
The early 80s, I guess. They rose to prominence in 87?
I bet you could argue 88? That Lynyrd Skynyrd sounds a shit ton like Guns N' Roses from a solo standpoint.
Okay, well, let's go.
My mama told me
when I was young, she told me to never put my fingers in inside my bones.
Like it goes back to the E minor.
Fingers inside my bones.
All right, do we, Gary, are you ready with some Skynyrd shit?
He looks enthused. He's ready.
Don't put your fingers up your bum. I said, Mama, it seems like fun if I take my little fingers and squirt them around in my bum.
She told me, son, you're dumb.
Again. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
So we've identified that Aerosmith, Skynyrd, and Guns N' Roses might be the same band.
Well, the only Skynyrd song in my head that sticks out is Tuesday's Gone. Apart from
Tuesday's
the one we just played.
Gone.
Yeah, let's see if we can find...
I was listening to that. That song came on my car or something a couple days ago, and I swear to God, I said, what is this fucked up, shitty cover of Tuesday's Gone?
Are you talking about Metallica?
And then I realized it was Skynyrd, and in my brain, the Metallica version is cemented as, like, the main version.
Do you know how to play it?
Yeah.
So it's like, train roll on,
on in her name, won't you? Please take your fingers up my butt. Now I feel my butt bones slide out my hole, won't you? Please push them back up my butt. My butthole's sore.
Okay. All right. Yes, that is exactly how it goes. Did you know? Obviously, you know the Metallica version of that song.
Yeah.
And it's big. And if you really listen to it, it's kind of a clusterfuck.
There's about 13 people in there. But and then, that intro where it all sounds a little out of key.
Oh, it deep. It takes them a good while to get in step. But then John Popper comes in and brings it all home.
Pepper, pop,
Fatso. Thanks, Pepper.
All right, Popper.
Thanks, Popper. Fatso.
Thanks, Fiddly Doe.
That's...
Thank you, Custard.
Do you know who else is in that room?
Cream?
Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell's there. Pepper Keenan from Corrosion of Conformity is there.
He's one of the singers, I believe.
I think all of the Polyphonic Spree's there.
All 38 members.
All 38 members.
They all get a solo. Every one of them. Even the guy that plays cowbell, he gets a solo.
Every member of the Clinton administration.
Yeah, George Stephanopoulos is there.
Hey, thanks, Hatfield, for inviting me on. Can I play a sax solo?
Can I do a little sax solo
Maybe
now?
Do a sax solo.
Can I just do it?
All right, one,
two, three.
Thanks, Bill.
Here we go.
Thanks, Hillary.
Hey, well, let's go, guys. One more time. Go ahead and play me out. Hey, thanks, Bill. Thanks, Monica. Thanks, Hillary. Thanks, Pip. Thanks, Fatso. Thanks, President Clinton.
Thanks, Hank.
Thank Hank Williams Jr. Thanks, Hank Williams III. Thanks, Willie Nelson.
Thanks, Michael.
Hey, no sweat. Oh, Michael. Thanks, Michael McDonald.
Thanks, Bruce.
Oh, it's so great to be here.
Did I ever tell you about the quest that I went on for years?
Just to meet Michael McDonald?
To find that song by Michael McDonald that was sampled on Regulate.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The song by Warren G. Boom,
boom. That's a Michael McDonald song?
Yeah.
What?
It's called... Well, that bit's a different sample, but that whole...
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. I see a car full of girls and you need to tweet. These skirts know what's up with 213.
That's a Michael McDonald song?
Yeah, and it's called I Keep Forgetting, because if it's like...
I keep forgetting!
Well, instead of rapping, obviously, it's going... I keep forgetting. Or it's called I... No, it is called...
I can't
forget the power and love anymore.
Yes! I know that song!
I keep we will.
And so for years, I remember going back to like first going into nightclubs in Ireland in like 2002, and I'd hear that fucking jam to the point where it always made me think of like those Justin Timberlake videos where he's got like a whole room full of like mirror tiles behind him or whatever,
sure.
And he's kind of like posing at the camera, and there's just something kind of neat about it. And it stuck in my head always, to the point where at one stage I ended up recreating what I heard in my head with a keyboard and playing it to someone, being like, hey, do you know what this fucking song is? That's kind of a neat thing that you can do, where if you can play an instrument, where you can play it in your head and say, hey, do you know this? Because I don't know what it is, but I can just hear it in my head. And for years, for over a decade, I went on this quest to find out what this fucking song was.
Because it was pre-internet or something?
Yeah. No, it wasn't pre-internet, sorry. I just couldn't find it. I just never heard it again until...
Why didn't you type, what song does Regulate sample?
No, I didn't know it was Regulate even at the time.
Oh.
So when Regulate came on the radio one day, I went, ah, it's a fucking song. I almost crashed my car. Because
I thought you were saying you heard Regulate.
I met my current wife. No, I hadn't heard Regulate at all.
What?
It might have turned up.
You're talking like 2010.
What I'm saying is it might have turned up at like inopportune times when maybe I was drunk or I didn't think about it or I didn't even notice the song because it was playing in the background, you know? And all of a sudden, I heard the song. Went, oh my god, it's the fucking song! I found it! I finally found it! And then years later again, I heard the Michael McDonald version. I'm like, oh, is this the original song? So I'm wondering how far back it goes until that song just becomes kind of like an amoebal form of itself. You know, like, how many versions ago do you have to go before, like, cavemen were listening to it?
Keep forgetting my name now furthermore, nog like meat and fuck. I keep forgetting. Tommy Toppy.
Anyway, that's my Michael McDonald story. Because when I heard the Michael McDonald version, I ended up asking the waiter if he knew what it was in or what it was. We were in a restaurant called Spa in Plano, and he went, "Oh, that's Michael McDonald."
You silly Billy, that's Michael McDonald.
Of course, that's fucking Michael McDonald.
Star of piano and stage
and coffee
and cock. He's a famous cocksmith.
Oh my god. I used the word cocksmith last night.
I'm sorry.
I forget why. Anyway, that's the end of that story. Listen, we haven't even introduced ourselves these days.
Dave, we're half an hour in and we haven't even welcomed any noise boys.
We've just been dicking
into this
about.
Noise hole.
We've just been dicking about the whole time.
Technically, this show hasn't even started yet. Wow.
Do we say welcome to the noise
hole? Welcome to the noise hole. It's the noise hole with Dave and Joel. I'm Joel.
I'm Dave.
Wow. We really had a dereliction of duty there.
Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry,
it's
noise
almost
boys.
Like you were hiding in the bush and you heard us faffing around before the show.
You heard us fucking in the bushes with Steven Tyler and a Denny's waitress.
Yeah.
Welcome all. Welcome one and all, big and small. To the noise hole.
If you're big, come on in. If you're small, that's fine too. If you're in the middle, well,
get the fuck out.
Who's contacted the noise hole boys today?
The noise hole boys?
That's us.
Is that us?
But there's also a them.
They're the
them
noise boys.
Is everyone else.
Okay.
They are the noise boys.
This one's pretty quick and sweet. It's simple. This is song idea from Michael Anderson. Hi, boys.
Hey, boys.
Rages sleep now in the fire, but it's a streetcar named Desire.
Oh, that's one of the first riffs I ever learned. It's like a...
Is it up there? Okay.
Streetcar named Zaya!
Hang on, but you gotta do it... Look, I don't... This is stupid, but hang I want to hear it.
Let me do the bass then.
Yeah, I want you to do the bass because that's a... Okay. Gary, are you even paying attention at all? Signs of life, Gary.
Did you have to do Streetcar when you were younger? Like, did you read the play in school?
No, my first...
We did.
My first impression of it was from The Simpsons.
Oh.
When Marge played Blanche DuBois.
A man of culture, I see.
Okay. Gary, it's going to be like... Nope, Gary, that's too much.
You're not happy with it? Gary.
Is that okay? No, that's fine.
Knock it off, Gary.
Gary, that's fine.
Okay.
What? My name is Blanche DuBois. I lust after little boys. If you remember that particular scene, I try to make him make some noise.
What? Streetcar named Desire. A streak god named Desire.
I'm looking for some purpose. I'm a tragedy. Read the fucking play by a guy named Tennessee.
Streetcar named Desire. Streetcar named Desire. What? What? Streetcar named Desire.
Streetcar named Desire. Don't make me mad.
I'm getting angry. I feel like Zach De La Roca is one of those that warns you.
I'm starting to get mad. Here it comes.
I'm really steaming up.
I like. You can hear him coming a mile away. Like,
Dave, you really had a breadth of knowledge about Tennessee Williams and Streetcar Named Desire. You were right in there with it.
You know, we only really read it once in English literature in school, but it stuck with me. I'm not sure why. We did also watch the film, which helps it helps you glue it to your brain, you know?
Stella!
Like, that's something he
Stella!
Would yell.
Yeah,
that's something he would yell. Zach De La Roca would yell that in the middle of a song.
Be like, Stella!
Yeah, okay.
I think we've covered that pretty well.
Fair enough.
We filled up that square. What have we got next?
I don't have anything planned.
Oh, shit.
I mean, look, like I said, we spent half of this episode riffing on Aerosmith and Denny's. That sort of threw me off from that point on. Anyway, thank you, Michael, for your...
Thank you for your input.
Your inspired question that really got Dave to reach into his past.
I hope we generated appropriate output.
Do his English literature past. Let's see.
Ding, ding, dong, dong, ding.
Bing, bong, ding, ding, bong, 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 bong. This is a question from Rick Haseman.
Hey,
Haseman. Haseman.
Can we pick? I prefer Haseman.
Let's go Haseman. Haseman.
Haseman. Hello, my name is Rick Haseman.
If you write us back, let me know your pronunciation, and I'll ignore it. His email subject line is Josh Homage. Which okay. I like. I'm certain that you've heard Queens of the Stone Age. Of course I have. And I'd love to hear your take on a Queen song about a ginger wandering in the desert without sufficient sun protection.
Oh, this one's on you. Let's
cheers, noise boy Rick.
I'm ready.
So here's the thing. It's like when someone says, hey, tell me about one of your favorite bands. You go...
and then you realize you draw a blank because there's so much you don't know where to start. You know?
Yes, talk about band. Tell everybody what I know about band.
Everything at once.
I've seen Queens a few times, a good few times. Right. I saw them when they were not as big in a tiny little club in Dallas. This was the beginning of the, what's it called?
I suppose this was before the big singles they had in the
2000s. No, it wasn't. This was right when... Why am I fucking brain blanking?
See, that's what happens when you get to talk about your favorite band. You blank, and it's then you're
like
scared
Clockwork.
That people
it's
don't know what the...
Air Vulgaris. It's the one after Rated R.
Oh, what if you don't know what
it's
you're talking
called...
about? What if you don't? That's the
I'm
fear. That's the actual fear, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to talk about one of my absolute favorite bands, one of the music that means the most to me, and forget the names of their most seminal albums because I'm on the spot. I'm actually going to look it up so I can stop.
While you're
being
doing that, I'm going to perform.
A fucking moron.
While you're doing that, I'm going to perform.
Songs for the Deaf.
Uncle Cracker.
Okay. Songs for the Deaf. Oh, your favorite band. Yeah. Queens really is one of my favorite bands. I feel like their music is. It's very pretentious to say, but there's just more going on. It's deeper. It's more emotional. Instrumentally, it's unique. It's weird and off-putting. I was watching a video about Soundgarden with their recording engineer on YouTube, and he proposed an idea that I hadn't thought about really, and it really applies to Queens, and it's that their music often doesn't provide you any release. It just increases tension musically.
Okay. Yeah.
It amps up tension, building, and then almost never levels out.
Is it because, for you at least, it keeps catching you off, and there's never a moment where you go, okay, we've built up to a point where I'm expecting exactly this, and here comes the payoff.
There's very little breathing room in a Queen song.
Right.
And that's kind of what I appreciate about it.
Their lead tones are always very interesting to me. They usually pull up the bass in it a lot. It's kind of fuzzy.
They're squealy, and they're sort of crying. I actually have a Queen sound that might be too much.
Okay.
Okay, so I can actually bring this down to drop C. Anyway, I'm not just going to sit here and play Queen songs. I could easily for a very long time. But it was one of those eye-opening bands for me where it's like, I don't listen to anything like this. I don't listen to any stoner rock. I don't listen to any, I mean, that's what it is.
Right.
And I went, oh no, like a new way to feel about music that I hadn't thought about before.
Uh-huh.
So we saw them on the Songs for the Deaf tour when they still had Mark Lanegan in the band, who was the singer for Screaming Trees.
Yeah.
They had just fired Nick Oliveri, who was their other lead vocalist and bass player.
Okay.
Here was the sad
thing. That's Travolta's time.
It was really sad because since they had just fired him, they didn't play any of his songs.
Oh.
And he had three of the four best songs on the album.
Right.
I mean, oh my God, what a crazy fucking dude. Just so much energy and so much just fucking rage. His songs made you want to beat somebody up, so like in a good way.
Even ignoring how much that sucks for him, it sucks for the show because there were a bunch of songs that you were looking forward to and they just never got played.
So I was so amped. One of my favorite Queen songs is it's called Millionaire,
right?
And I'm in C, so it's weird, but it does this slow build up.
Gary, follow you.
You can probably help me out here, buddy. I'm almost positive that we can get this going.
Gary, we need to help out Joel and fulfill his dream. Do you think we can do it? Gary, I'll follow you, Gary.
It's going to be like...
Okay, Gary, you got this? Off you go, Gary. Fly.
Nope, but Gary, I want you to bring up the toms, buddy. That's Gary?
Hey.
Buddy, I give you a lot of shit, but that ain't bad. So it's like...
Okay.
So that's it. Okay, so Gary.
Has your dream been fulfilled?
It's a good riff, but when Nick Oliveri sings that song, it's like a fucking car crash.
Okay.
Like if you have Spotify, if you have iTunes, what Gary? Whatever you have, listen to that song. It's got this amazing buildup. And when the whole band kicks in, it's like being knocked over by a tidal wave of rock and roll.
Right.
And he screams like he's going to kill you. So his version is like that. Years later, after they made amends, but he still didn't rejoin the band,
okay,
Josh Homme started doing the song in his way, but he sings it kind of like Elvis. So it's the energy is all there. The band is all the same.
Sure.
But the vocals are different. So the original...
Oh, you get like the Diet Pepsi version of the song.
Yeah, it's like... Okay, so that's Nick's version.
Yes.
Josh's version goes...
Yeah. Let's all dance. Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie.
Yeah. Okay. Very different vibes. Incredibly.
Not a bad Josh, by the way.
Thank you.
Very cool.
I can do it.
Oh, yeah. Croony, 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 woony.
Croony, croony, boys. But the thing that's sort of prescient about the question from, as I pull it up again, one of the noise boys, whose name is Rick, noise boy Rick, is that he says a ginger wandering through the desert without sun protection.
So what you got?
All of their songs, they actually classified as like desert rock. It's like desert stony rock.
Yeah, I can understand that. It sounds big, yet parched.
Lost. Parched.
Parched.
Parched is not a bad way to describe Queens of the Stone Age music.
I mean, one of the videos is literally them driving through Arizona.
Yeah, and they're from the worst part of California, the deserty, dry, sandy, nothing region of California.
Yeah.
And
it makes me think of sort of drug-fueled festivals in the middle of nowhere. Tin can, and like barrels are on fire.
That's literally maybe how they came up. That is what they were. They would throw these sort of desert fest where they'd bring a generator and lights and a PA.
Right.
And like 10 bands, which, and this was when he was in Caius, and 10 bands would show up and they would drink and do fucking peyote and mushrooms and LSD in the desert.
Yeah.
While some band played to like, you know, 50 people or whatever. And there's like the lights of the cars are what's illuminating them, you know?
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's something I long for in life, but there is a mystique to it, right? There's like a cool boy aesthetic to it.
I think there's something mystical about being from somewhere that sort of isolated. You kind of, it's almost like being a mirage, you know? It's like, who's that in the distance? Oh, it's Queens of the Stone Age.
I also want to thank the Noise Boys for letting me wax nostalgic about one of my favorite bands without being funny at all.
Well, thank you, Mr. Noise Boy.
But that is, I don't know if I could do a good...
I think people come here to be informed as well. They want a slice of Joel.
They have these trudgy songs. Gary? No, slow. Gary? Slow her down, buddy.
I love that Gary jumped in as soon as you fucking mentioned his name.
Gary, that's okay. That'd be a C.
Oh. How's this bass line?
That's fine. It's all dissonant and spooky.
Yeah.
Lost in the desert, baby. Wearing alligator boots. Lost in the desert, baby. Leather jacket's too hot for this weather. I should have brought sunscreen. When everyone looks at me, they'll scream. Because I'm red as a herring, baby. Hey, has anyone ever seen a red herring? I haven't seen, baby. Has anyone ever seen a red herring? Herring, baby. Red herring, baby.
I crawl up to the 7-Eleven. Plop my money on the counter, baby. The guy looks at me like he's never seen a ginger with sunburns, baby. Give me some sunscreen, 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 baby.
Yeah.
turn. It burns, it burns. Soon you'll have a turn to crawl in the desert like a lizard, like you're frying up your own gizzard, baby. Lizard, wizard, gizzard, and other things that rhyme with lizard,
baby,
baby. I'm gonna freckle, I'm gonna burn, then I'm gonna peel, and I'm gonna turn to a desert monster, baby. Desert monster, baby. Desert monster, baby. Desert monster, oh, oh, baby. Maybe it's all the drugs, but you're looking like a little slug crawling up my leg. No, that's definitely the drugs. I'm high as fuck on peyote. I'm peyote, baby. I'm peyote, baby. There's a coyote, baby. Gonna make out with him.
Okay, that was a long jam, but that was a pretty faithful Queens of the Stone Age song.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, that was half a joke and half legit. You know,
it had all the ingredients. It had crooning. It had
calling someone baby a lot.
Yeah, it had these wibbly wobbly little bass lines. It had a lot of noise going on. I always used to just think they sounded like the Foo Fighters, but in minor key. Like a little jazzier, a little darker, you know? More crimson compared to Foo Fighters Red.
If you go look at Rated R by Queens of the Stone Age, that's when they're really sort of trippy and aggressively off-putting almost.
Yeah.
But their big song on that one was the nicotine volume, backer and marijuana, ecstasy and alcohol. Like, that's called Feel Good Hit of the Summer. That's one of their big ones. By the next album, by Songs for the Deaf, they're figuring out their place in the pop landscape, even though it's still moody and broody and kind of scary.
Yeah, they're becoming more accessible in their own way.
Weirdly enough. And then there's a couple more albums, and then they get to Like Clockwork. And Josh Homme had actually been he'd gone in for a routine procedure, a medical procedure of some kind, and went into a coma under anesthesia.
Oh my God.
And came out of it unable to visualize music.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, he couldn't feel melody in his head anymore.
Right.
And he's like, I spent my whole life with sort of a running song going in through my head.
And
I came out
gone.
Of it and it was silent and I was terrified. And he thought, that's it. I'm out of a job. I'll never make music again.
Yeah, what do?
And Like Clockwork is so... it's such an exploration of like desperation and fear, and like the fucking boogeyman is on your back is how you feel when you listen to it, you know? And it's about that experience of like sort of rediscovering, can I make music, or has the darkness won, kind of? It's terrifying.
That's quite interesting as an experiment as well. It's like, take away everything you know and let's see if you learn it again. Let's see what you create if you're given a completely blank
sheet. Can you relearn to, you know, think?
Is it you or is it your experiences, you know?
It's the same as someone...
Is it your muscle memory or is it you?
Yeah. It's that kind of thing. It's the same as someone being in a car accident and then having to relearn how to walk. And you're like, what? Adults don't have to learn how to walk. That's just in there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's harder for an adult.
Right.
I think it's the same thing for him where he's like, can I still rock? It turns out he could.
I could still rock, baby.
It turns out they've made a couple of really great albums since then, so I guess he was okay. Here's another. This is from Andrew Stevens. I think we've read one from him before.
We have.
I like this one a lot.
Okay, I'm going to play Uncle Cracker.
Okay.
Until.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Noise Hole Joel and Noise Cave Dave. It's almost like he knew. He's never heard us say that before. Dearly departed noise boy Chris Cornell lived the dream and gave us a top five James Bond theme song. Jack White sure did try. Which band should try next and what should they sound like? Lots of love, Stevens, Andrew Stevens.
So he wants us to write a Bond theme?
Well, what bands?
Uncle Cracker.
Don't know why you left me. Don't know why.
Okay, hang on. Uncle Gary?
Uncle Gary?
Give Dave an Uncle Cracker theme, a James Bond theme for Uncle fucking Cracker.
My, a very close friend of mine back home, his dad, fucking obsessed with Bruce Springsteen, and one other artist.
Uncle Cracker?
Uncle fucking Cracker.
Jesus Christ.
He loves that Uncle Cracker album.
All right, hit me.
Don't know why you left me, you don't know why. Why don't you give Miss Moneypenny a kiss goodbye? I'm gonna go to Russia and get my ass kicked by a villain with a cat. Gonna get lasered in the dick.
It's not bad. I'll take it.
How does that song go?
No idea. I know he doesn't.
You remember it though, don't you?
Don't know why you left me.
Yeah, give it some more twang.
I'm pressure with nerve and other James Bond movies that are forgotten about.
Forgotten nerve. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, that woman scared me right in the face. Okay, forget Uncle Cracker. Fuck
no, that was great actually. I was okay with that. I have one though. I got one I want to try. Gary, help me out, buddy. You're not going to make this easy. Give me the worst drum beat you can like possibly do.
Oh, Gary, you've got this.
Come on, man.
Unless he plays,
I don't
want to
hear your metronome, Gary, you shit. God damn it.
You Gary, you're
idiot.
Showing us your bones. You're showing us your delicate parts. Oh, that's a Weezer song.
Okay, no, that's not a Weezer song. This is what I want. It reminds me of this guy. This is the Jack White.
Ew.
Put a son James Bond in the pond, gonna come at me and shoot a gun. Gonna stick it in my head and pull the trigger and blow it just for fun.
Is that not how it went?
No, that's actually it. I have no idea.
I have the weirdest association with the White Stripes, and maybe you can understand this.
Let me hear it.
When I think of them, I think of really pulpy orange juice that I don't want to drink at all.
No.
And I'll tell you why.
I'm not relating.
No, hear me out.
You're trying.
I think it's because there might be some. First of all, they look fucking pasty. Their complexions are awful. They just look like a drink you wouldn't drink. They look like porridge if it was fashioned into a person.
Okay.
But also, do you remember the video for Hotel Yorba?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was a big old jug of pulpy ass orange juice in there. And that's kind of just what I associate them with now.
Well, I'm watching. Drinking my dirty orange juice. I drank a load of juice and now I want to go do a poo.
Let's see.
I'm 34. Okay.
Hey ho, Dr. No, gonna go to the moon with Moonraker. Man with the golden gun is another one. It's a lot of fun. I don't think there is a nun. James Bond fucks a girl in the ass. Then he goes and fucks another girl in the face. Then he goes and fucks a girl on a plane. Then he fucks a girl in the moon. Hey!
All right.
And then there's the Daniel Craig's, the Craigans
Daniel
of Bond,
Craig.
The Daniels Craig of Bond. What were they?
Chris Cornell. There was Chris Cornell.
I don't know.
He did one. You don't remember that Chris?
And he's talking about how good it is. I don't really remember it. I remember Adele's. Adele's was a fucking jam.
Chris Cornell's was kind of a faster one, except his was like double the speed. It was like,
wait, was it sung by Scooby-Doo?
No, it was sung by Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell, uh-oh.
It was a more uplifting one. It wasn't a ballad, necessarily. I remember the intro being a lot of animated, like, playing cards being thrown around and silhouettes of Daniel Craig throwing punches and fighting bad boys.
come together with your Spoon Man.
That was around the time Chris Cornell did. Did he ever do a solo album?
Yeah, he did a few.
Well, that would have been
his first one. His first one was called Euphoria Morning, and it came out when I was still in high school, so it would have been like 96.
Oh.
Something like that.
Well, there you go. That's how little I know. He must have had another one around 2006.
Almost certainly. His solo stuff was way more acoustic. It didn't rock very hard.
Gary! This one did.
Shut your dick, you fucker. Thank you. What was the Adele one? Skyfall.
Falls
and it crumbles. Yeah, we'll stand tall.
Yeah, that one.
That's pretty good, actually. That's a really good song.
What do you mean, our version of it?
No. The actual one.
Oh, well.
Ours was done by, like, people in a haunted house.
Skyfall.
Anyway. We've probably got time for at least another question.
Let's do one more.
Okay. Here we go. Andrew, I don't know if we answered your question or not. I think we talked about it.
I think we dabbled. We put our toe in the water.
I think we tried. This is from Sam Shinkariel.
Okay.
Sam, noise boy Sam. Hey, boys. I like that everyone's doing that.
It's quite touching,
It's fine with me.
It's cute.
Hey, boys. What if Master of Puppets by Metallica was the soundtrack to a children's puppet show?
Okay.
So, how do you play Master of Puppets?
What, do you want me to just show you the whole
fucking... Yeah, teach me right now.
So, where are we starting?
Just teach it to... Oh, I'm switching to my metal tone. I'll tell you that. Oh, that's a lot. Maybe I just won't do it.
Maybe you should just fucking sing.
Do it.
You're not going to get this in one sitting.
Okay, fine. I'm not going
to
get it.
You're going to have to do your homework.
Oh, jeez. Gary, can you give us some Master of Puppets?
Yeah, do some.
You idiot. You non-savant idiot. you vanilla idiot.
I bet he picks this up faster than you did, mate. There you go.
Okay, fine. Not bad, Gary.
It's time to make the music. It's time to lay the leads. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight. It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to get things started on the Muppet Show tonight. Master of Muppets, you're pulling my strings. Stick your hand up my ass and you'll make me scream. Master.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna die. I feel like there's, now that we're doing Metallica Muppets.
Oh, you think there's more opportunities?
There's one more
songs?
Thing I want to do.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you what riff to play.
Well, let me be your humble hands.
What Metallica, could you play any of the riffs with that same drum beat? Because Gary knows that one.
Yeah.
Idiot. Okay, Gary?
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? What's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, only illusions. Rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, some choose to believe it. I know the wrong way to see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. It's a Muppet Show! It's a Muppet Show, yeah! It's a Muppet Show!
What do you think?
Not bad. I'm okay with that. Everything about that is fun for me.
I'm satisfied.
I think that's where we'll end it, then. Boys of Noise.
Half of this podcast has been Aerosmith and a Denny's. Denny Smith.
I will not apologize for something that made me happy the entire time it was happening.
You role-played Steven Tyler committing sexual assault in a Denny's bathroom with breakfast.
I feel like it's safe to say I reenacted historical accuracy. It has to have happened.
Oh, boy. I'm waiting for some angry letters.
Who, from Steven Tyler?
Yeah, baby. How dare you say that I molest little kids inside of a toilet in Denny's? Wait a minute. You didn't say little kids, right? Oh, never mind then.
Let's see. Actually, that beat would work.
Oh, we're going to play out as some more Aerosmith?
Play out as Aerosmith.
There you go.
You're doing the solo.
Oh, yeah. That blows my mind.
Well, it's been a long time, baby, since I fucked you in that Denny's. You might be trying to find me, baby, but I'm hiding from you. You see, every time I go to Denny's, a similar thing happens, baby. I take a Denny's waitress into the bathroom and I give her a hard rock fucking. Yeah! I have a do. Yeah, Now, if you happen to go out there and tell people what I did, baby, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. And if you happen to get pregnant, baby, well, that's your problem, not mine, huh? Oh. You see, Steven Tyler don't take care of no kids. Joe Perry might.
Hey, that's not funny.
It's not funny because it's true.
Anyway, next time I'm in Denver, if you want a hot rock fucking baby, just be at the Denny's between 4:30 and like 5:45. That's when a bus will get there. Ooh, baby. Yeah.
The lack of class involved in this is astounding.
Bye. Hey, Gary, shut the fuck. Noise boys, thank you. Shut up!
Gary!
God, listen.
Gary, go home, pal.
Noise boys, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for putting up with our 9-hour jam session on Aerosmith Denny's Fucks.
Yeah, this one was very self-indulgent.
Thank you. You know what? Yeah.
At least 40 minutes of it was Aerosmith.
Then a lot
eating
of it,
asshole.
A lot of it was me genuinely talking about how much I love Queens of the Stone Age.
Well, that's good. That's nice.
Then,
I like that.
And then there was some other stuff. But thank you so much for sending in your suggestions. Email us at noisehole@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram for shenanigans.
Noisehole Pod.
At Noisehole Pod.
Mm.
Got to rank and review us on iTunes, guys.
Yeah, give us those sweet fives.
We need them 5 stars, boy.
We need fives so that more people find our podcast and go, yes, maybe I'll get that to go based on past people's reviews of the product.
Yes. Oh.
I am looking for a new podcast.
Denny's Fuck, you say?
Highly recommend.
Excellent. Okay, anyway, till next time.
Is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to noiseholepod@gmail.com and visit us at noisehole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.